I want to start a podcast, but I just don't know how. Well, Anchor's the app, you know where it's at, you know where to go. Wanna start a podcast, they'll pay you to advertise and stuff like that. Spotify, iTunes, and all of the apps, you don't wanna miss it. Record from your kitchen, right there on your cell phone, in any position, financial or sexual, with sex are you kissing? It don't even matter, we're no politicians. So if you wanna start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. What's up, trustees, bad credit community? It's your boy Steven coming at you from Mud Island, Memphis, waiting on Sam to get off work. So I thought I'd record this intro to episode 7. I just finished editing it. Spent today, Friday 11th, the first part of it at the casino playing 2040. Did pretty well. I don't want to name any numbers. I'll tell y'all next episode how well I did. It's just I'm going back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and, you know, things can happen. But so far, I'm up quite a bit. It's been a good game so far. I only played for like maybe 5 hours, so then the game broke, luckily. So I got to come back and get some things done. Man, so came down here, hang out with Sam and play some poker and also record a podcast. We recorded an episode last night with Nehemiah Wilson of the Drinks with Dub podcast. Go check that out on iTunes and SoundCloud. Unfortunately, after recording 100 minutes of what I think would have been really good material, I mean, it's 100 minutes, we would have edited it down, maybe even made two podcasts out of it. We had some technical difficulties. I'm not going to say whose fault it was, but all that shit got lost. So we'll have to try to duplicate that in an authentic way, but be looking for an episode with all of us together coming up really soon. Go check out his podcasts. He's only got a couple of episodes, but I know he's working hard to get some more out. And one more thing before we go into this episode, I need to bring up Precious Memories Photography, best local photographer in Sumner County, Reader's Choice 2015, 16, and 17. Go check out her work. Instagram, precious.memories.photography. Go pre-book a session before August 1st, 2018. Mention Bad Credit 615 and get $50 off that session. Check out her work on Instagram. It's awesome. Check out our logo on a podcast that was done all by her. And we're very happy with her work. We got a photo session coming up and we're excited about it. Check it out now. Go do it. Thanks. Also, I wanted to point out in this episode my Predators prediction. Okay, we recorded this episode on last Tuesday, May 8th. The Preds played on Thursday, May 10th. And this is Friday, May 11th. Just listen to my prediction, okay? And then never question me again on hockey, ever. Okay, P-Mac, don't question me. All right, enjoy this episode. Drop the beat! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your hosts of the Bad Credit Podcast, God himself, Steven Angel!
Wait, can we stop the beat for a second? All right, first of all, you said you weren't going to do this. You're always doing this. First of all, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. My name is Sam Hicks. I'm here too. We're both bringing fire. So we're just here to talk about normal stuff, and we're not gods. So I'm wasting my damn time. Just drop the damn beat. Shit.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Suzanne, the girl that got hit by the bus. All she wanted to do was have lunch, but then that bus had to go and just ruined my fun.
Taking it way back to the days Voice of Youth and High School. I love that song, Sam. We came up with that song way back in 10th grade, high school days.
Buses.
That was when I stopped. Yeah, and that's what it was called. Buses Stop for No One. It's when I started trying to play the guitar. I had an electric guitar. I still have the amp, the same exact amp, sitting right here beside me. Sam came out with a song. He wrote all the lyrics to that shit, if you can believe it.
Bangers.
It's just dope, bro. Dope as fuck.
Bangers only. Bangers.
Well, Sam, you just lost a fucking poker tournament.
Yeah. So usually I play this little free roll thing to try to win it. I like try to win my way into a voucher for a horseshoe, and then I usually play like a little turbo tournament that they have after it. So I came in fifth, and then I came in third, and then this is the first time that I've been playing with these guys that I haven't really come home with something. So it's a real empty feeling when you're playing for in a free roll, because free roll means that there's no money up front. So it really sucks when you come home with absolutely nothing. So you feel worse.
Yeah, but you didn't put anything into it.
Yeah, but it makes you
monetarily, except your sweat and blood.
Well,
and
you have to buy all these specials to get more chips as you're playing.
Oh, yeah, so you did. So it's not a free roll, really.
No, I mean, I still spent $70, bro.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Well, you know what I mean? If you want to know a fucking heartbroken feeling, how did you describe that? What term did you use? It's a real heartbreaking feeling.
Yeah, heartbreaking, man.
Try taking what you think is decent material onto a stage, which it's not worked out. Okay, I get that. But the concepts you think are good. You go on stage where the last week you got laughs, okay? Using some of this same joke. You go on stage, right? And you just bomb. You fucking just bomb. Zero laughs. Every joke is a fucking bomb. Crickets, like literally, it's like set up. Punchline. Cricket. You're like, oh my God. And then you throw another one at him and it's just a punchline. Cricket. Do you know how shit. Fucking painful that is, bro?
Oh shit. No,
it hurts.
I can't imagine, dude.
My problem was this. So I started off. I went up there and I improvised. I probably shouldn't have done that, okay? I did. And then I went into a joke that did pretty well last week. No one laughs. So then I go into a little racy fucking material. And they took offense to it. And oh, it was rough, bro.
Yeah, I can't.
It was fucking rough. Imagine. I got no laughs. The only laughs I got were when I acknowledged the fact that I was bombing. People were like... But like other than that, man, the thing about the Nashville comic scene is that everyone is so fucking like left-leaning and like bleeding heart. And if you don't like, you know what I mean? Like that typical shit. And if you don't play under their shit with your jokes, man, it's just bombs away. That's why I want to come down there to Memphis and try it out this weekend when I come see you.
Yeah,
let's do an open mic.
Do you know where they have anything open down here?
Nope, but I'm gonna look it up right after this and then put it into front or end.
Let's go.
You gonna go
I probably will be working if you come down this weekend, but
I'm definitely coming, bro. I'm playing that 2040 shit down there in Tunica, dog. I'm coming for him.
Trying to take the money back to the crib.
Yeah,
make it happen, man. Like, I was talking to one of the people that play in the tournament here, and they were like, man, like, you make money if you play in the tournament the way you play. And I'm like, well, it's just hard for me to really, like, change the way I play, which I guess I play a little bit too tight whenever I play in this stuff. So since it's a free roll, everybody kind of plays hands that you normally wouldn't play. But some it's kind of tough.
Like what? They just play every single hand?
No.
I hope people like poker.
These are like most of these people are like legit poker players. Like they play really fucking well, actually. But
is that all the people you show me on that Facebook group?
No, that was something else. That's a different page. That's just all the people that play poker in like Memphis and stuff like that. It's really fun to play poker in Tunica down here because it's just you never know what kind of stage is going to be going on. Obviously 2040 is what Steven's coming down to play, so it's
yes,
a whole
sir.
Other ball game. That's the money. So
The best thing about that game is that normally, you know, we play no limit poker around here in all the casinos around here, but that game is a limit game. Limit games play way more basically and mechanically, and there's always a right or wrong decision pretty much, you know. There's not the subtleties that there are in No Limit Hold'em. So I love that game. The problem is Nowhere hosts a game big enough to make it worth playing except this game. 2040, perfect size game. You just got to have a little bit of money. Throw it at the game. Bro, I've never gone down there with a fat enough roll and lost. And I plan on coming down there and taking a couple G's home with me this weekend, bro.
With a fat stack. Get the fat stack going.
Yes, sir, but that's not going to take away the heartbreak of the bombing that just hit the North Korea of my heart.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of very successful comedians that had, like, one night that it just didn't hit. It just didn't hit. I mean, maybe the material was... Either people were, A, too uncomfortable to laugh at it, B...
They were definitely that.
I mean, obviously, it sucks whenever you feel like that you're, like, handcuffed with the material that you want to drop because people don't really know you as a person, so they don't really know, like...
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm trying to figure out, because I haven't been doing this long. You have to come off very generally. Bro, I'm telling you, this shit's rough. You got to come see me do it once. I'll bomb, and you'll see how painful this shit is, man. Like, I feel like I want to go kill myself right now, man. Seriously. That's how bad it sucks when you do terribly.
Listen, if you ever bomb and I'm there, I'll just start a fucking bar fight and just we'll fucking forget about it all. I'll just beat everybody's ass in the fucking bar and just call it a night.
No, like, but it's not like that. You would be crushing. Listen, this white dude, all right? This tall dude, he was 6'9". He came in and he had all the confidence of an all-American badass, okay? He was huge, but you could tell he was super young. He comes in with this other white dude, a friend. He goes up, right? He goes, "This is my first time doing stand-up since I was 16, and I'm 21. Today's my birthday," okay? And he's got all this confidence. And he brought a friend, right? And they're just, like, together, you can see. He got zero laughs. Not one single fucking laugh at all. And his friend... But the thing is you could see that it bothered him when he... walked off the stage. His friend, though, was like painfully embarrassed. Like, he was like hunched over in his bar chair. Like, it was so funny, bro. And that's how brutal you would be if you went and I bombed, man.
That's just, I don't think so, dude. Look, sooner or later, you just got to fucking nut up for your boy and just be like, fuck it, bro. Like, hey, you killed that shit, cuz.
Yeah, but the first time. See, that's the thing. It was most definitely his friend's first time going there to watch him. You know what I mean? Because it was his first time in forever. And dude, just watching his buddy just like cringe and all the silence was just worth being there. Also, I have to admit there's this other like flip side of my brain that kind of takes a little bit of joy in bombing because it's uncomfortable for everyone. You know what I mean? It's just kind of funny. But at the end of the day, I want to kill my fucking self.
Oh shit, let's fucking go. Well, I mean, look, listen, time and patience, man. I mean, eventually you'll either perfect the craft or you'll move on to something else. Nobody said this is gonna be what you end up doing. Like, you never know.
I said that shit, but you know what the thing is, there's one black room in Nashville, I think, that I've heard about. I feel like I would do way better in an all black room than I would in just a normal liberal fucking white room, you know?
Well, probably.
They're more willing to laugh at like racy type shit. Like my material, I feel like, would do way better.
You're a little less tight, man. It's just a lot of tight people when it comes to all those kind of jokes, and they're just kind of like,
well, it's like everyone who's on the left now, they're supposedly liberal, but they're the exact opposite of liberal. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They're just like, whatever is against the current standard, they are that times 1 million. And if you're not that, then get the fuck off the team. I don't ever want to hear about you. You know, that's how they are. That's not liberal. Liberal is accepting, you know, they are not that. And that's what everyone in this community seems to be. Not everyone, but 80%. And it sucks whenever you hit a crowd that's all that. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it's a tough route to go, man. I mean, everybody's so sensitive now that you got to be so careful with what you do. It just kind of puts you in a tough position when it comes to doing that. There's no way there's no way I could ever do stand up. And I commend you for taking that shot, making that shit happen. Fucking, if you bomb, you bomb. But obviously, there's gonna be times where you don't bomb. you've had some where you've had laughs, you've had some when you haven't had laughs. You just have to learn from all that shit and just kind of go from there. You never know what can happen next, man. It'll all work out.
Maybe if fucking Corey would have gone with me, it would have gone a little better.
Corey, what the fuck?
That piece of shit. If he's listening to this, fuck you, Corey. He didn't go. So, whatever. I had to face that shit all on my own.
That's us. Speaking of hard times. Mother's Day. Mother's Day's coming up.
Why's that hard times?
It's hard times for me, guys. So
why? Because you're down there and your mom's up here?
No, man. Like, that's not even the hard part. My mom would be working on Mother's Day.
Oh,
putting in a nice 12 hours, making me look like I ain't shit. But on Mother's Day is the one day of the year that I get to outwork her, and she knows it. I'll get to put in a nice 15 to 18 hours straight all day, putting in the work, busiest shit at the restaurant, period. Guys, listen, if you don't have to work on Sunday on Mother's Day, if you get to see your mother, look, listen, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Buy her something nice. Sherry's Berries, they got a special going on. Buy some Sherry's Berries for your mom. Get some chocolate dipped strawberries. Buy her something nice. Enjoy the day. Don't fucking choose Mother's Day to try to be like, if you're smart and you know me, don't fucking go to a restaurant on Mother's Day. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you know that you're going to have to wait 2 hours to go to a restaurant on Mother's Day. I don't understand why people still do it.
Bro, I was literally going to take my mom to a restaurant on Mother's Day. So what are you telling me that I need to do?
That you need to go on fucking Saturday. I don't understand. Like,
bro,
why do people
Saturday
do
I'm going to be in Tunica down there. Gambling.
I know, but why do people do this? You know, like, unless you know a restaurant that you're going to be able to go to that's going to have a reservation. If you know what, okay, let me rephrase it. If you know somewhere you can go where you're not going to have to wait fucking forever, if you're not going to have to wait an hour, then go to a restaurant. But if you just randomly deciding, hey, like, I don't know what I'm going to do for mom, we're just all going to go to the restaurant. Like, guys, you're going to fucking wait. You're going to wait. And you're going to wait. Like, it literally is the Super Bowl of days for all restaurants in America. I don't understand how nobody knows this. I don't understand, because all these fuckers do it every year. You guys all come to the restaurant and you're just like, oh, can we get table for six, please? And I'm like, no, bro, like 3 hours. Like, I'm going to wait all day. It is what it is. Some restaurants have reservations. If you can get a reservation, please get a reservation. Do not think you can just walk into a restaurant.
But what about a Mexican restaurant? I feel like they don't take reservations, you know?
I don't know.
I've gone there before on Mother's Day and it was just fine. It's in Portland, Tennessee.
Well, obviously, let me tell you something. If you live in Hartford, you live in Gallatin, or you live in Portland, I will say, then obviously you have a better chance. Gallatin, maybe not so much. Gallatin, I feel like it's going to be popping. All the, like, Longhorn, Chili's, all those fucking restaurants, like, in that little area around the Walmart, they're going to be fucking popping, obviously. But if you, like, Portland, Hartford, obviously you're good. If you go to the right place, Lafayette, obviously you're good. Like, I mean, you know where you can go to try to still be able to get in and not have to wait all fucking day. But whenever you guys decide to, like, oh, I'm going to be fancy and go to, like, Nashville, like Hendersonville, all that stuff, like, you're fucking waiting. It is what it is. I still have people that'll walk into my restaurant, say that they have a table for four and they have to wait for fucking an hour and a half, and then they want to bitch at me about having to wait. Guys, it literally is the Super Bowl of all. It's the only day that you can walk in my restaurant, tell me that you have a table, and then I tell you how long the wait is and you try to be a dick, and then I make you feel like a piece of shit. Like, don't try me. Like that's the only day not to fucking try anybody that works in the restaurant business. It's the hardest day ever. We all want to fucking be with our moms too, but we're fucking making it happen for you, so don't be an
why don't
asshole.
You do this a little bit more pouty?
Well, I'm not trying to be pouty.
Do it
I'm
a little more be, pouty.
I'm trying
It'd
to
be
real.
Funny though.
Don't
I'm saying as a skit. As a skit. No, here's a skit. I'm gonna be a guy coming in to eat at your restaurant, and you're just Sam, okay?
Skit.
Okay, here it goes.
Will you make that sound cool when I did that?
Yeah. I will. The skit. Now you welcome me, and then that'll start the skit. You say hello, welcome to Carrabba's.
No, I'm not gonna do Carrabba's, but I
do a different restaurant.
Hey, welcome to Longhorn. How many?
Hey, man, I'm just here trying to take out my wife and kids for Mother's Day. We need a table for seven.
Table for seven. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Okay, sir. All right, so it looks like we're on about, it's still going to be about 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry, baby. Can you take the kids outside for a second? It's between me and this man. Are you fucking kidding me, sir? How long do you say?
About an hour and 25 minutes.
That's ridiculous. Why is it so long?
I apologize, sir. Well, it's Mother's Day, so I have a lot of names on the list, but I promise you I'm doing everything I can.
What list? Who's on that list? Is that important people or something?
Well, no, sir. It's just all those people waiting in the lobby over here.
Shit. Well, hell, what'd you say? 1 hour and 25 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Can you put my name down? Yes, we're going to go look around at some other restaurants, but just go ahead and put us down. We might come back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will put you down.
All right. What, do you need my name or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's your first name?
Steven.
Steven. Yes, sir. And your last name?
It's Angel. A-N-G-E-L.
Got it. Just like the angel in heaven.
Yeah.
And your phone number, please.
615-4-9.
Got it. All right. I will put that down, sir. And absolutely. And you said for seven people, I got you down.
Yeah, that's my wife and all my kids.
You got
it,
sir.
We just got off of church.
I appreciate you coming to celebrate Mother's Day with us. I promise you I'll get you sat as soon as I possibly can.
What, do I get one of them buzzer things or what?
Well, you said that you were going to another restaurant to look around.
No, I'm saying I might go eat somewhere else. I'm going to be outside.
All right, here's a buzzer here for you, sir. We'll buzz you as soon as we have a table come available.
What's the range on it? What's the range on this thing?
The range on it, just outside of the outer limits of the parking lot there. As soon as you go past the patio, it might not buzz you.
Well, what if I come back inside after I done gone out? Is it going to work then?
It'll work inside, yes, sir. Thanks.
No matter if I go out or come back in?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Thank you. What's your name now?
My name is Samantha.
Samantha. You looked a lot like a dude, and your name's Samantha?
I have no idea because I've been talking in the girl's voice this whole time, but I'll take it.
I just thought it was a feminine kind of dude voice, but you're a girl, Samantha.
Yeah, yep.
Hell, I got a boy. I got a boy out there might be interested in dating you.
Well, as soon as he gets all his teeth, I'm down.
All right. Well, hell. All right. We might see you in a few minutes. Thank you, Sam.
Samantha, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Just come back, sis. So technically that would be the best case scenario that it would go. So the worst case scenario would be a lot worse. So the worst case scenario in that situation would be the gentleman having to wait and him having a lot more attitude when he has to wait, and then me having to get involved.
Okay, now come back in. I'm coming back in.
All right, coming back in. Got it.
Hey, where's Samantha at?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Hey,
I'm the head hostess.
Samantha, man, we done went everywhere and ain't nobody got nothing available. And I've been waiting for a fucking hour for this damn buzzer to go off and ain't gone off yet. What's the deal?
Well, sir, we still have you quoted for 25 more minutes.
Are you kidding me? Do you not see? It's my wife's big day, Mother's Day, and we came here to celebrate, and you ain't got a table for us. I got four or five damn kids out there. Can't count for all of them. We ready to eat. We're hungry and shit. Where's your manager at? Hell.
Give me 1 second. Let me go get him for you. I apologize so much, sir.
Goddamn tired. Apologize. Hey, do something.
Hey, sir, how you doing? My name's Sam. How are you?
I was doing good before I come here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic,
firm
sir.
Grip you got
Mother's
there.
Day. It's Mother's Day. Well, I appreciate it, sir. It's Mother's Day, and we appreciate you coming to celebrate with us. What can I do for you?
Well, we just want to know when we're going to get a seat. We've been waiting an hour.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about that. As I said, it is Mother's Day, obviously. I got a little bit of list here on my reservation list, but I do see that you're the third one down. So I got about 20 minutes, and I promise you, I'm doing everything I can to get you sat as soon as possible.
What do you mean you're doing everything you can? What does that mean?
Yes, sir. That means as soon as every table gets up, I'm making sure that we get those tables clean as fast as possible, getting everybody sat. Obviously, our volume's a little bit larger now because it is Mother's Day. I promise you, I'm doing everything I can to make sure we get you taken care of.
You'd have more people working, some more people come out and sit quicker. Can't you? Yes, ain't sir, you got some tables you can scoot up against each other and get us seated now?
Yes, sir. It is our busiest day of the year. Every table that we have is sat at the moment. But I do promise you I'm getting you sat as soon as I possibly can.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Son. Yes, sir. Listen here, son. You going to get me and my family seated, or you going to have something to answer for. I'm going to have to get violent up in this motherfucker. You hear me?
So there's no reason for us to...
Do you fucking hear me? Honey, take the kids out in the fucking car right now. These two men are about to have to handle some fucking business, okay? We're about to do the man's work.
Time out. How many times is this guy going to send his fucking kids back out to the hot-ass car? Like, you do realize that Mother's Day is going to be like fucking 90 degrees.
Listen, my kids hearing this language. My wife neither.
Just so everybody gets it, this guy is obviously living in the 50s. He sent his wife and the kids to the car to sit in the car twice now while it's hot as fuck outside so he can have a conversation.
Hey, you hear his damn voice, don't you?
Yeah, no, I hear it.
Now listen here, motherfucker. What's your name again?
Okay, we can stop the skit right here. So obviously, just so anybody knows, as soon as the motherfucker drops, it's a whole new ball game.
Okay, show me how you act.
The whole new ball game. And once the motherfucker drops, it's a very simple conversation. All right, listen, sir. Like, obviously, I got a lot of employees here that are working hard. It's our busiest day of the year, and we do appreciate you coming and bringing your beautiful mother to celebrate with us.
Why are you talking about my mother like that? Hell, that's my wife. I didn't even bring my mother. She's dead. Hell. Well, my actual mother's alive, and I love her.
No, don't skip it wrong, because even when a dad brings the mom in, it's mother, period. So you always make sure that you make the mom feel special by making sure you announce her as the mother.
She ain't even in here though. She's out in the goddamn car, boy.
Well, still, I'm having a conversation with him, so it's simple. We appreciate you coming. We appreciate you celebrating with us. But just so you know, the last thing we're gonna do is we're not gonna use that type of language. I still have a lot of beautiful families in here that are here to celebrate. I'm doing everything I can to get everybody's head as soon as possible.
What are you calling? You saying I ain't beautiful? What are you saying?
Okay. Well, obviously.
I think we need to get something. I'm about to have to get crazy in here, I think. You might want to call the fucking cops.
Like, I can't do this anymore, because I've never been able to get to this point, because I don't think I've ever hit anybody in my restaurant ever think have the nerves to fucking try me like that.
Well, by God, are you saying that fucking white rednecks ain't allowed in Carrabba's? Because by God, you apparently ain't had none of them on Mother's Day, because this is how I act.
No, I have, but they fucking love me, so I don't know how to deal with this skit. But at the same time,
You face this situation Sunday, you fuck.
I really do too, because I know how we fucking end. It'd be ugly.
What would you do then? Let's practice shit.
I wouldn't have to deal with it at all. I told you exactly what I would say.
Well, I mean, but if I kept on combating you. You're gonna have to get the police to remove me.
No, I've never had to call the cops.
I'm coming out there, Sam. Motherfucker, I'm gonna be there. My fucking family.
You know what happened the last time? So only one time. So listen, this is a true story for all the listeners. This is a treat. Only one time have I ever had a guest try to stand up and try to say, "Well, maybe we could talk about this outside." This guy was obviously way fucking out of his fucking plastered, like, limits. He wasn't even drunk. Oh, I don't know what the problem was, but he was trying to show out. So it was his 40th birthday.
Ooh.
He's there with his whole fucking family. It's like 20 of them. And he's like literally trying to like buck up to me, right? He's like, "Well, we can go outside and talk about this if you want to." And I shit you not, all he did was stand up, next to me. And I don't know what I like. Obviously, this is on the other side of my restaurant, so it's in the bar area. So nobody in the kitchen or anything can hear it. I turn around and I shit you not, every single line cook that I had behind the bar, like every guy was on one side of the bar when he stood up looking, waiting for me to signal them to come out there and literally fucking murder this guy. It was over. Like it was so, like it was the most gangster thing I ever seen in my life. But I'm like, if I seriously thought that there was a threat, it would have been over for him. I was like, man, I'm literally gonna ruin this guy's 40th birthday.
But how did it actually end?
I told him sir, this is not an issue that we really need to really we don't really need to make this an issue. It's my exact words to him. And then his family got up and kind of stopped him, because his family on the other side saw what was going on. He didn't see him. His family on the other side saw what was going on, and they didn't, like, they were like, okay, we don't really need to escalate this any further. Like, obviously, I mean, he wasn't a problem for me alone, obviously. Like, I would have loved for him to throw a punch, because then it's free game. I don't have any legal obligations after that. I literally get to just murder this guy. Yeah, so, like, it was, like, so that was a whole nother ball game after that. But just, like, that was one of those feel-good moments whenever you realize that, like, everybody that works for you literally has your back and they can't wait. Yeah, they were just like, let this motherfucker try, bro. Like, it was so fucking funny. But yeah, man, like, Mother's Day's a tough one. You just have to, I don't know.
I got an idea for another sketch. You know how our sketch really hit off on the last one?
Yeah, sketch that, man.
I'm gonna do your voice and you do my voice.
Okay.
Now you got to take control of the podcast and be me, and I'm going to be you. Ready, go.
Hell, I've had control of the podcast the whole time, though.
Just ready,
all right,
go.
All right, go.
You got to try to do my voice to your...
All right, I'm on... All
best
right,
so impersonate I'm to, me to your best of your abilities.
I'm impersonating you to the best of my abilities.
All right, I'm going
to
do you.
All right, do me.
You go first, though.
I'm doing you right now. What do you mean?
No, all right, retalk. I'll talk like me for a minute. You talk like you. All right. Okay, now you do me. All right. You do me. Do Steven.
No, so what I'm trying to say is there's always somebody that could possibly, you know, I just want to try to be really good to, but there's always that one female that just... Even though I'm very loyal to, they always try to find a way to fuck that up. And I know that it's me, but I don't understand why they are the way they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't understand.
Look, listen. I'm just saying, like.
I can't fucking stand you. Listen. Stop. No,
listen.
Drop the bat.
What you gonna do, man? It was like, back in the day when me and were together, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I loved her and everything, but, like, I just, you know, I fucked all of her friends. So, like, how's it gonna work after that?
This is a bad idea. Listen.
No, hold on. Look, listen.
My man.
No, this is the real one, though. This is the real one. Listen. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're good. You were good. You did all you could. But, you know, like, a hoe gonna be a hoe. You know, mama told me. Yeah, you can't turn a hoe to a housewife, you know?
Hey, she did tell me that. Let's go. Shout out, Michelle. No, man. Damn, that's really me, though. That was pretty close. Yeah. Oh shit. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's too late. Well, it's not too late. When everybody hears this, it's all to be over with. So anybody that hears this, I'm gonna make a prediction, and it's gonna be very bold. Thursday, Predators versus the Jets. I'm taking the Preds 4-2.
You lose, bro. Jets win. I'll bet on the Jets all day.
What's the score? You gotta predict this. This is be huge.
I think the Jets win 5-1.
Ah, fuck no. There's no way.
I like my chances.
The only reason that the Preds won game six is because they wanted to force a game seven, like the powers that be needed the money. You know what I'm saying? But like, I guarantee you, this game's being played straight up. If it is, 5-1 Jets. Jets have displayed way more talent so far.
No, I'm not saying they haven't. This is definitely the worst series that the fucking the Preds have played. But I'm just saying that I think that the Preds are going to pull this out 4-2. That's my prediction. And
good you have for five you, bro, one. But you lose. You got 5-1. Do you want to do
no,
a
no,
bet?
No, I get it.
Yes!
I get it. No, I get it.
Yes!
I feel like that should be a segment in like each episode where we just randomly pick some kind of
bets.
Sports bet.
This
and you
is
do
all
that.
Bets. Think of any bets right, you want to do. All right, first all right, bet's so the Preds.
So first bet's the Preds.
Let's just do second who wins. Bet. Me and you straight up who wins.
All right,
how much you
want to
do?
No, we're not doing any money.
20.
But, second,
20.
I got no money. So,
10, 5, $1.
Well, dude, I'm broke. I
let's
don't
do
want
$1,
I don't,
you pussy bitch.
I don't want. All right, calm down. Don't get too crazy. All right.
Sir, seat me.
All right. Philadelphia 76ers and the Celtics play on Wednesday tonight. They play tomorrow. Celtics are favored by a point. Who you taking?
Where are they playing?
In Boston.
I don't know a lot about basketball, okay? But I'll tell you, Boston, I'll take them to win straight up. Are you talking about to just win by 1 point?
I'm just talking about the win in general. I was just giving you the spread so you know who the favorite is.
If you're going to tell me what the spread is and you're going to tell me who I should take to win the game, I'm always going to take the favorite.
Yeah, I figure. Yeah, I'm taking Boston in that one too, so that's no good.
It doesn't even matter the details.
Yeah, I was taking Boston in that one too.
But if you want to do specific bets about something I know,
all right,
about,
who's going? Well, the only thing that's going on right now is the NBA and NHL, so they don't do nothing.
No, let's do like world events and shit. You know,
I don't know anything about anything going on in the world, dude. The only thing going on in the world right now for me is ESPN. Cuz
let's
it's playoff
say,
time.
Let's do this. World War III. Does it happen before 2021 or not?
That's not even a real fucking bet, man.
2021 is a big year for our podcast. We're talking about a lot of things. We got that Lamar Jackson bet. 2021's when it settles. I'm guessing there's going to be World War III by the year 2021. So that means if by January 1st, year 2022, there has been no World War III, then you win.
Dumb. Okay, yeah, well, I'll take the bet. That's the easy one.
How much you want to bet?
I'm putting money on it, but that's not going to happen, so that's the easy one. I will bet that LeBron will still be in the league when his kids makes the league because they will waive the clause that says that a kid has to go to college for 1 year.
What grade are they
NBA.
In?
I think he's a junior. So I think that they're going to get rid of
All he's got to do is play like two more years. Hell.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're going to get rid of it. He's going to be able to go straight out of high school.
How much do you. No, okay. You want to bet on that?
No, I'm just. That's my bet. My bet is that he's going to go straight from high school.
Okay.
To the
that's
NBA.
The bet. How much do you want to lay?
Before,
I bet against that.
Before LeBron retires, his son will be in the NBA.
No, I'm not. That's a completely different bet from what you just said. What you said. They're going to change the rules so that he can go straight from high school to the NBA. That was your original bet.
Originally, I said that they'll play at the same time in the NBA. That's what I was, that's
okay.
what I was getting at.
I believe they will, too. Now, let's make it more interesting. Will they play on the same team?
No, they won't.
You bet that they won't?
No, they won't.
That's
no,
what
no,
I would bet, too, so no bet.
Yeah,
no bet.
Yeah, no bet there. No bet there.
It would be great if they did. It would be fucking badass if they did.
I will bet you that the Yankees will finish ahead of the Red Sox in the division because you're a Red Sox fan and I'm a Yankees fan and you can eat shit.
I'm not a true Red Sox fan. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what's going on with them this year. So, no bet. I'll bet you that... What do you want to lay on me going to Taco Bell when we get done with this podcast?
I put my whole fucking life savings on it because I know you and you want that cheesy gordita
crunch.
Dude,
I just started the keto diet back though. Shout out to Will for getting on the keto diet for the first time. He called me Sunday and he was like, Hey, man, hey, I watched this damn fucking, I watched a, what do you call it? A documentary on Netflix. Hey, that keto diet's for real. I'm like, bro, I've been preaching this to you for 1 year now. Hey, you got to look it up. You got to see all the benefits and how to do it. I'm like, bro, I've been telling you this for a year now. No, but you don't understand, man. It's an actual good diet.
Oh, yeah, my God.
No fucking shit. I've been telling you this for a year. It's annoying as piss, but no, also I'm glad that he's finally fucking
seen the light.
Yeah, but he's trying to like convert me to keto when I've been doing it for a year. It's hilarious.
I ate an apple today and I gained 5 pounds. I don't understand.
It's because once you get on keto, if you eat sugar, which is in an apple, you gain weight. I'm thinking about going to Taco Bell, homie. What do you think about Taco Bell, homie?
I don't know, man. I got leftover Chinese. I might dabble.
Yeah. I thought, so you're off keto now.
No, I'm not off keto. I got my keto meals to get here tomorrow.
Oh, so you haven't started yet.
Yeah. I dabbled in the ketones to see like what it made me feel like, see if it actually gave me some energy.
Ketones. So you got keto canna now?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
And what do you think about it?
I mean, for the most part, it curbed my appetite. Like, I can go a whole day, you know? I got the MCT oils. When I put it in my coffee, it's just straight automatic. It's
makes
just
you shit your pants.
Automatic, bro.
Do you shit your pants?
It's automatic. Like as soon as you drink as soon as you're drinking in your coffee, it gets you regular, like off the bat. You know, like it's crazy. But I'm just trying to relax and get all the rest I can before I go into this crazy weekend. This is my Super Bowl, man. This is it. Man, I'm fucking fired up.
Super Bowl, baby. Fired up. We probably got enough material and shit. Hell,
let's fucking go.
I want to leave you guys with a Bible verse, okay?
Spit one.
It's going to be, listen, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll believe in whatever I open. I'm just going to randomly open it and pick the first verse I see, okay? Ezekiel chapter 37. Verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
The Got end. It. That's it.
One verse out of the Bible.
That's it.
If you believe it, trust in it. Do it.
It was always us. I felt like you never betray my trust. We were so in love. But we know that bus is tough for no one. I would call out to school. Your dad would answer and just act like a tool. Mom was always cool. You got your looks from mom, that was the truth. Never had the chance to let you know you were my perfect romance. Remember our first dance. Palm sweaty, don't know where to put my hands. College coming soon. Me and Southern Cal, you at NYU. Could our love survive? I know if it ended, my heart would die. Susan, Susan, the girl that got hit by the bus. All we wanted to do was have lunch, but then that bus had to go.